Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Joanne Black, founder of No More Cold Calling. Put a .com on the end of that. You'll find her website. Her books are Pick Up the Damn Phone, How People Not Technology Seal the Deal. Also, No More Cold Calling. Joanne, thanks again for being here. Joanne's helping us folks understand the power, the gold that can be found in referrals, and why referrals are more important today than ever before. You know, Joanne, as you know, one of the things that I've been talking about for a long time now is the fact that with all the capability people have to do research on you before you've even met them, they're pre-qualifying you and self-qualifying themselves before you ever call on them, oftentimes. And they may be rejecting you before you even know they exist. And in many cases, the only way to get through to some people, in fact, and increasingly more and more people, the only way to actually get face-to-face with them is if they've been referred to them.
That's correct. And, you know, nobody answers their phones anymore. In fact, I had one client say he never answers his phone because that's the number that's published every place. So he knows if her phone rings, it's going to be a telemarketer, right?
Right.
Because they work with their cell phones.
So that's a good piece of information. So if somebody gives you a referral, make sure they give you the cell phone, right?
Well, that's right. I mean, you're always going to get the email, and that's fine. But, yeah, you need their cell phone number as well. But the key point, Jim, here is that the low-hanging fruit are our clients. And there's always more than one. And when we're selling into a company, we touch not just one person, but quite a few people. And we need to be asking every single one of those people, and it's not happening.
Yep.
And I know it's not because I ask every client. I said, are you asking every one of your clients for a referral? No one has ever said yes.
Wow. And they, yeah. and they not only need to be asked, they need to be trained too, don't they?
Well, they need to know how to ask. That's why I have my business. So.
Yeah, because you have to teach them how to refer you.
That's right. That's right. And we always turn that around. I worked with a client last week, and they were all about telling who they were. You know, well, we do this, and we do that, and we do the next thing. And I just said, you know, nobody cares. And everybody's saying that. So we have to be very clear on the reason why somebody should talk to us. And it's not because of what we do. It's because of what they get and how what we do impacts their business in a positive way.
I used to say to my clients, referrals is, I used to say, I only want to work with the best companies, and the best way to get to find the best companies are through my existing customers, through referrals. And I thank you for your business. I would appreciate it if you know people who are your peers, who are the kind of company, the quality of company that you have, if you know them to the degree that you feel led, any referrals I would appreciate. And of course, if I've been working with them, they already know what I can do for them. But you have to say, I think you have to say it that way and sort of tell them how you go about your business. What do you think?
Oh, no, I agree 100%. But most of us are not having that conversation, Jim.
Yeah.
You know, we do good business. Maybe they offer that, oh, you need to speak to so-and-so in another area of our company.
But then they're failing. Then they're failing exponentially today, then, aren't they?
Well, they're
not having those conversations.
Yes. No, we all need to have that conversation. And we're missing out if we don't. And knowing, so, well, some people think, oh, this client, they've paid me. What right do I have to ask them?
Mm-hmm.
But when we have the conversation, just remarkable things happen. People are glad to help. They just don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. People like the idea, if they never think about it, if they're never conscious of it, people still like helping other people. And if you give them a chance, it makes them feel better. It makes me feel better. If I can put a good person with a good person, if I can put a contractor, a tradesman, a craftsman with a homeowner that I know, if I can do that, it makes me feel better.
Of course it does. And the thing is, we need to, what I say, ABA, always be asking.
Yeah.
Because there's, and to your point, we give referrals all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yep. Oh,
this contractor, this banker, this mechanic, you have to see this movie. You know, whatever it is, we do that all the time in our personal lives. We need to bring that to our business lives.
Hey, Joanne, thanks for 11 great years. Come back soon.
I will.
Thanks. Joanne Black, ladies and gentlemen. NoMoreColdCalling.com. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.